The chapter is called Ein Tefillah Shelo Yo'il. There is no such entity that the Tefillah doesn't help. So he brings from the Yerushalmi Masechet Berachot, that says that V'levai She'itpalel Adam Kol Hayom, that let it be that a person should always be zochet to pray the whole day. He says, because Ein Tefillah Mafsedet. There is no such thing that the Tefillah should be lost. At the end of the day, there is some kind of a gain. So he says that he believes from Sefer Chassidim, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, Ben Adi Rishonim, that if you don't see any results after praying and praying for your personal requests, you don't see anything, he says you should know one thing. If you see for the topic that, for the subject that you were praying for, didn't help, it helps you for something else. And if you see it didn't help you, it will help your zaraba achorav. That subject matter is going to help your children, if not your children, your grandchildren, your great grandchildren, so etc. He says, let's say you pray for somebody else, and they should, let's say, get married, should get healthy, should get children, etc. He says, afal pi shelo hoil, oh, but it didn't help. That individual still needs whatever he needs. So listen here. Kesheyavo hu ozaro leoto tzar, when a person is going to get to the same exact situation and same exact suffering, either for himself or for his kids, then the tefillah that he prayed, let's say 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, now is going to bear its fruit for himself or for his kids at this moment. והקדוש ברוך הוא זוכר מה שעשה לחברו כשנעשה לו זה המאורה. When such an episode happened to his friend, הקדוש ברוך הוא remembers, doesn't forget anything. And those tefillot that he prayed on behalf of somebody else, now he's going to come and bear his fruit for himself at the moment of his need. So you see, this is a major, major part. There's a similar nekuda regarding Rav Tzadok HaKohen Melublin. He brings regarding the Avraham Avinu. So he says, listen here. Avraham Avinu prayed for Anshe Sedum. That the Pasuk says, Anshe Sedum, Rahim v'chatarim l'Hashem Mehot. They were major, major sinners. Unimaginable amount of sinners. And that's the chesel of Avraham. That he even for the Avaryanim, that perhaps it would be better to consider them, let them perish. What do you care? There were a bunch of Rishayim. And opposite of the Midah of Avraham. Avraham Avinu's Midah was Chesed. They were opposed to Chesed. Whoever would do Chesed would die. So the man said, Avraham Avinu prays. The Midrash says 24 hours straight. Imagine 24 hours straight. Avraham Avinu spends time to pray on behalf of these five cities. And at the end, became four cities. So the bottom line, Sedum, Amora, Admat, Zivuim, and Tzoar. So he prayed for them. So at the end, Tzoar was saved. But the man said, you might imagine he prayed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please don't destroy. There are 50 tzaddikim, 45 tzaddikim, 40 tzaddikim, 30 tzaddikim, 20 tzaddikim, 10 tzaddikim. So what? So at the end, he was destroyed. It was a waste of his time. 24 hours waste of Avraham Avinu's time. So no. Right, Rav Tzadok HaKohen Melublin, listen here. Through the tefillah of Avraham Avinu, Lot was saved, his nephew. Lot was saved. From Lot comes Moab. From Moab comes Ruth. From Ruth comes David. From David comes Moshiach. All of it because of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch listened to the prayer of Avraham Avinu. Not regarding save the entire town, but Lot was saved through his tefillah. That's the explanation that no tefillah goes to be wasted. So let me just end from one of the sefarim called Tiferet Banim. Was one of the Mukacher Rebbeim. So he writes as follows. He says, which is greater? When you pray, and as I mentioned, not tefillah goes to waste, and the person, let's say, his request is granted. Abshivada yeshlo gam sahar tefillah. At the end of the day, you prayed and HaKadosh Baruch gave you a reward. Kivan shekiyem mitzvat Hashem Yitbarach, levakesh serochav med Hashem Yitbarach. You requested your needs from Hashem, and that's the purpose of tefillah. The person should verbalize and should show his dependence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that without him and his hashkacha and his decision, I'm a nobody, I can't do anything, I cannot accomplish. So listen here. Somebody that prays and still continues to pray, and even if through his prayer nothing was granted to him, he doesn't see any results, and still he prays, he says, Sahar tefilato gadol yoter. The reward of your tefillah is greater than the other person that he prayed and his tefillot were answered. Why? You did not get any benefit. No side benefit for you. The other person prayed and his request was granted. You pray and you continue to pray. You should continue to show your emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and your tefillot were not granted. So it says your reward will be greater because you did not gain any benefit from the mitzvah of your tefillah, Baha'i Alma, in this world. That's it.